Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we hear on a daily basis on countless occasions in the gatherings of Dawat Islami. We hear about the blessings and the virtues of sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But know that where a person who is a habitual, who sends durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it is 1 time, 50 times, 100 times, 313 times, 1,000 times, how much ever, he gains reward for that. In the same way, a person must not think that if I do not do this practice, if I do not send salutations, if I do not recite durood, then I am not at a loss. But rather, you are at a loss. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that that individual who has forgotten to recite durood upon me has forgotten the path to his paradise. Think about this, my dear viewers of Madni channel, that a person who forgets about the Messenger of Allah, who forgets to recite durood, who forgets to recite salam, who forgets to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has in fact forgotten the path to Jannah. Why? Because there is no way into getting into paradise except with love and affection and a connection with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should always try to recite the durood upon the Messenger of Allah, and we should try to make it a habit, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether it's a certain numerical amount we recite every single day, but every single day we should recite the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's recap upon what we have learned so far. So as we are carrying on with the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, we have decided that Allah ta'ala consulted with the angels that he wants to place a khalifa, a representative, upon this earth. After that, he commanded the angels to go gather soil from which Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he gathered the upper layer of the earth. Hence, we have different colors and different personalities and characteristics. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mold of the statue and the idol of Adam alayhi salam. And Shaitan came and he spat at the place where we have a belly button and how a dog is created. We talked about this in the previous episode. And after that, we talked about how all the angels, they prostrated, they did sajda to Adam alayhi salam, except Shaitan. And the reason for the angels prostrating to Adam was because of the knowledge, because of the ilm of Adam alayhi salam. We also talked about how the knowledge of Adam alayhi salam proves the knowledge of the unknown, the knowledge of the ghaib for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. And we finished at the point where we talked about that moment, that point of history in which Shaitan was rejected and he took it upon himself to misguide the people, to lead the people astray. Now, carrying on with the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala commanded Jibreel to blow a soul into the body of Adam, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam started to reside in paradise. The scholars, and what we find in a hadith about paradise, is it has bounties no eye has ever seen. It has bounties no tongue has ever tasted. It has bounties no ears has ever heard. It has bounties no heart has ever desired of. With all of these bounties, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was present in this luxurious and this pleasurable life, yet there was a discomfort in his heart due to the loneliness, due to not having companionship, due to there being nobody there. So Allah ta'ala caused Adam alayhi salam to fall asleep. Now Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam falls asleep, and Allah ta'ala removes the left rib of Adam alayhi salam and covers that piece of with flesh. And with that left rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates Sayyidatuna Hawwa radiallahu anha. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he awakens from his sleep and he sees in front of him a very beautiful young woman. And Adam says that, "Who are you and why have you been created?" And she says that, "I am your wife." And Allah Ta'ala has created me that you find comfort from me and I find comfort from you. At this moment, the angels asked Adam that what is her name? Because they knew Allah had taught Adam the names of everything. So when they asked him, what is her name? Adam alayhi salatu wasalam very calmly replied that her name is Hawa. And the reason for her name being Hawa is because that she has been created from a living form. Hence her name is Hawa. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam found this woman in front of him. And he decided to get close with her. When he moved towards her, he heard a voice from the unknown saying that, oh Adam, you cannot go close to her until you pay her mahr, until you pay her dowry. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says that, what is the bridal fee? What is the mahr? What is the dowry that I need to pay? And the angels, they said to him that the dowry, the mahr, the bridal fee of Hawa radiallahu anha is for you to recite either 3 or 10 durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was the mahr of Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu anha, that Sayyidina Adam recited durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he gave that as mahr. Now remember the Shari ruling here that mahr, that bridal fee was specific with Sayyidina Adam alayhi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, along with his wife was there, Shaitan, he infiltrated his whisper to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and that forbidden tree which Allah Ta'ala told Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to stay away from, Shaitan whispered, he approached his whisper to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Adam, he is indeed the enemy of you and your wife. So it should not happen that he may get to you both out of paradise, then you may fall into hardship. This was the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. But Shaitan is very cunning. Shaitan is very smart. So his purpose from that time onward was to do something which would distance Adam alayhi salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came up with an idea. Now remember, because a person has jealousy and malice and hatred in his heart, he can go to extreme lengths to do the wrong. So his evil whispering came to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and he said, oh Adam, shall I tell you about a tree whose fruit, if eaten, bring eternal life? And shall I tell you about a kingdom that will never end and not suffer decline? Having said this, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam did not pay any attention. But once Shaitan finished this, he swore an oath by the name of Allah. He took an oath by the name of Allah, and due to the immense love Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thought came to his head that how is it possible for a person to lie using the name of Allah? When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam contemplated over this matter, and he came to the conclusion that there cannot be anybody on this planet, on this earth, in this heaven, in the skies, who will swear a false oath by Allah. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam moved closer towards the tree, and when he ate from the tree, him and his blessed wife Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu anha, the heavenly cloth which was covering their body, that was taken away from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told them to come out of paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed them upon this earth. It has been stated in Surah Al-A'raf, translation from Kanzul Iman, when they tasted the fruit of that tree, the areas of their shame became manifested to them, and they began to affixing the leaves of paradise upon their body. And it is stated in Surah Al-Taha, translation from Kanzul Iman, so they both ate from it. Now their things of shame became manifested to them, and they began applying the leaves of paradise upon themselves. So when they ate from the tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the cloth of paradise from their body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent them upon this earth. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala admitted their error and requested in the court of Allah, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُولَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. So if you do not forgive us and do not have mercy upon us, we have certainly become amongst the losers. Now there is something that we need to clarify here. Like we spoke in the first episode, that the Anbiya, that the Prophets, that the Rusul, they are ma'soom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put the ability to sin in them. Because of that, we do not say that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam committed a sin. No. So that's why if any person, he refers to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam as a sinner, na'uz billah, or refers to them as cruel, then these people have disrespected the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone who disrespects the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the fold of Islam. So you have to be very careful about how we address the prophets. Now there's a question could be asked, is how is shaitan able to get into paradise if he has been rejected out of it, if he has been taken out of it? So the Mufassirun, they write, there is a difference of opinion in relation to how this could have happened. Number one is that there was a snake in paradise and shaitan jumped in the mouth of that snake, and that way he was able to get close to Adam alayhi salam and put that whisper into his ears. And the second is that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu anha, they used to stroll around the boundaries of paradise, and shaitan used to be waiting outside the gates. He used to be waiting outside the boundary and he put the whisper in from there. Now the thing to remember here, and something which is very commonly found in our society today, is the amount of jealousy and malice and hatred Muslims have in their hearts for another Muslim. Think, look what it made shaitan do. First, arrogance made shaitan be rejected in the court of Allah. Then due to malice, jealousy, hatred, it caused whispers into the ears of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed Adam from paradise and placed him upon this earth. So never have hatred in your heart. Never have arrogance in your heart. Never have jealousy for your heart. Remember, it is the same Rabb who has granted your Muslim brother who has the ability to grant you as well. The reason jealousy is so disliked in the court of Allah Ta'ala is because you are not happy on the distribution of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala has made one person more beautiful than you, Allah knows why he has done this and why he has done that to you. If Allah has granted one person more wealth than you, Allah knows he has granted him more wealth than you. Do not question his authority. Do not question his will. When you start to question his will, when you start to question his authority, when you start to question his perfect decisions with your imperfect mind, that is when you will start to become flawed yourself. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There were many incidents which happened in the life of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And Sayyidatuna Ata rahmatullah alayhi states that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu said to Sayyidina Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, tell me about the matters of this house, meaning the Kaaba. Sayyidina Ka'b radiyallahu anhu replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this house from a heaven along with Adam. It was made out of a holy ruby. And he said to Prophet Adam, indeed, this is my house. So circumference around it and offer prayer near it, just like you have seen the angels circumferencing the throne. Meaning that the ibadat of tawaf, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first person when he came down from paradise, he brought the house of Allah, he brought Kaaba. You know, when we say the house of Allah, it doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala's physical house. Allah Ta'ala is free from physical attributes. Allah Ta'ala does not have body parts, etc. But this is metaphorically speaking. So when we say the masjid, the house of Allah, we don't mean Allah Ta'ala lives in that house. We mean metaphorically, because the mercies of Allah descend, the angels of Allah are there. We refer to it as a metaphorical meaning. And that is a very important point of Aqeedah, that Allah Ta'ala is free from a place. Allah Ta'ala is free from body parts. Allah Ta'ala is free from limbs. Allah Ta'ala does not have any defect in them. We are defected, we are imperfect, but Allah, He is perfect. In the same way, another major incident which took place in the life of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the story of Habil and Qabil. And this story is something that shows the true nature of a human being. This story is such which shows a person that what he is capable of. It shows to the extent people are willing to go when they want something badly, even if it means crossing the boundary of Sharia. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, stay tuned, and in the next episode, we will listen to the story of Habil and Qabil, and we will also listen to the lessons we can be taken from it, and we will also come to know what was the reason this happened, how this could have been prevented, and what we can learn from this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to honor and love the Prophet alayhi wasalam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.